large city.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Let me see then. I better test this and see if we're coming through then. Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess that's fine. And now, Miss, would you mind describing to me, this room, and then give me some idea of the floor plan of the house?
Well, I could describe my house real fast better.
All right, fine.
Well, I have 7 rooms.
Ooh.
The house is built colonial style. And
that's a good sized house, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. Good sized house. Because when my house was built, I had 10 kids, see? And it had to be a large house.
That's right. That's true. Sure. I can see how that would be. Yeah.
And I have a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And other modern conveniences. I like hot and cold water, things like that. And
well, now tell me about the living room. Your main room. Just sort of describe it.
My living room.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'm not much on figures.
No, neither am I. No, neither am I. That's all right, though.
Mm-hmm.
The walls, what color are they?
Oh, the walls. Well, my living room walls are blue.
Oh, that's nice.
And my bedroom walls are white.
Pretty.
And my house has an upstairs to it.
Oh, how nice. A two-story house.
Yes, I live in a two-story house.
Good.
But it's the kind of it's not like these old two-story houses. It's kind of modern.
Uh-huh.
And, my kitchen is white. I have 3 rooms upstairs.
Wonderful. And when was that built?
Oh, it's been built. That house has been built about 20 years, I suppose.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's been kept up nicely.
Isn't that wonderful? They don't build houses so well today, do they?
They certainly don't. I don't like the rooms they build. They're too small, too
yes,
tiny.
That's true. Of course, if you had to have a house for 10 kitties, I guess it was pretty big.
Yes, ma'am. That's right. Sure did.
Had to be, huh? Yeah. Then I suppose you wouldn't want to stay in that alone. That's a pretty big house to stay in
yes,
alone,
ma'am.
Isn't it?
Yes, it's the children don't want me to stay there alone.
I suppose not.
Because so much happens now.
Yes, you're right.
And mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind staying there in the daytime. But when night comes, I don't want to stay at night. And so instead of, you know, it's too expensive for me to have somebody to take me to my house.
You're right.
And in the evening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I mean in the morning and come back in the evening
sure.
And bring me back to my daughter's house where I stay.
Yes, yes.
So I just go down there once in a while and air it out.
That's nice.
And I have some little boys, keeps my yard clean.
Oh, well, that's good.
And I have some friends that keeps up everything on outside.
Oh, well, that's nice. Well, that's fine. And is it here in town? I mean, is it?
It's just about, a half a mile from here.
Oh, but
just
that's
a nice walking distance.
That's not bad, is it?
Not bad at all.
No, but I can see the kids' point of view. To have you stay alone overnight, every night.
That's right.
I don't think I'd want that either.
No, you get lonely.
You're right.
And you get skeptic.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about so many things you wouldn't think about if you were with someone.
You're right, that's true.
I don't think the Lord intended for us to be alone, do you?
No, I don't. I really don't.